Welcome to Decoding the Customer, a podcast about customer experience and how to realize customer-centric change in today's dynamic business world. I'm Julia Allfelt, certified customer experience professional, business advisor, and host of this program. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks, and it's great to have you back. This episode is part of my CX mini masterclass series here on Decoding the Customer. These weekly episodes are published each Thursday and designed to be punchy, bite-sized overviews of key customer experience concepts and ideas for how you can help your organization thrive through customer centricity. Whether you're new to the field of customer experience, are preparing for the CCXP exam, or are a seasoned professional looking to brush up on a few basics, this series will help you improve your knowledge, skills, and performance to stand out as a CX professional. And if you're keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience, stay tuned at the end of this episode for an exclusive listener discount code from our show sponsor, CX University. This is episode 42. For the month of May, my CX mini masterclasses have been exploring what organizations can do to better understand their customers and refine how they deliver experiences to different segments. How can a brand expect to deliver compelling customer experiences if it doesn't understand its customers' wants and needs? The short answer is that it can't. If an organization is flying blind in terms of understanding customers, it will at best end up crafting experiences around a handful of anecdotal examples. And at worst, it will completely miss the mark. Businesses often talk about wanting to put the customer at the center of their business, but this starts with listening to customers and acting on insights so that you can craft your products and services around their wants and needs. In this episode, I'm going to explain the concept of closed-loop feedback and why it's so important to any voice of customer program. This is an important step for turning insights into action and fortifying your relationship with customers. So I thought it would be an ideal way to cap off a month of focusing on voice of customer. If you've been gathering feedback but are looking for a way to immediately turn this into tangible customer experience improvement, then stay tuned. As always, if you're out and about while listening to this episode and hear something that you'd like to remember later, don't worry about writing it down. You can find an overview of the key concepts that we've covered today in the show notes for this episode, which are on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com. A quick announcement before we jump into what it means to close the feedback loop. I wanted to mention that I'm going to be taking a break from publishing new shows during the month of June. I'll be back in July, but wanted to take just a little breather so that I can be back with even better content for you in July and through the rest of the year. I'm hoping to answer some listener FAQ in coming episodes. If you have questions, a challenge, or an idea for a future topic, and would like me to do the research for you, please get in touch. Over the last three CX mini masterclasses, we've explored different topics related to voice of customer. We've defined what this is, how to gather insights, and a few ways to leverage this information to better understand our customers. As CX professionals, it can be tempting to take those insights and run with them in terms of the big operational improvements that are required for CX transformation. But often we neglect an important step, circling back with the customer who provided that feedback. I'm not going to throw stones here because I think we've all been guilty of this at some point. But it's important to acknowledge that as organizations get more sophisticated in how they gather insights, and as we're asking more of our customers in terms of that feedback, it's critical that we make the effort to close this loop. So what is closed-loop feedback? Simply put, closed-loop feedback means getting back to the customer after they provided some feedback about their experience. Usually this entails letting the customer know that they've been heard, communicating the actions that have been taken or will be taken, and if appropriate, some form of resolution. Closing the loop can take place following either prompted or unprompted feedback. In other words, getting back to customers after you've asked them for their feedback or after feedback was organically provided through social media or customer support. It's important to distinguish between an organization's insights to action feedback loop, which is the internal framework for aggregating findings and operationalizing these as improvements, and closing the feedback loop, which is the external process for engaging with customers after the feedback has been provided. I sometimes like to think of these as macro and micro frameworks. Closed-loop feedback often deals with customer relationships on a micro or individual level, whereas internal insights to action feedback loops tackle macro issues that are causing negative experiences. The two are related and support each other, but are different. Closed-loop feedback is about acknowledgement, communication, and resolution directly with the customer. So why is closed-loop feedback so important? Firstly, closing the feedback loop lets customers know that they've been heard and that you care. It lets them know that the organization recognizes customers as people and not just help desk ticket numbers. It also enables organizations to really deliver a top-notch experience. Think about it. When was the last time that you personally provided customer feedback and the brand responded to let you know that you've been heard, to validate your feedback, and to let you know the issue resolution was in the works? Sadly, I think this happens too infrequently. But when it does, I, like other consumers, am totally floored. This just proves that it's an opportunity to turn an angry detractor into a raving brand advocate. How you close the feedback loop will depend on the way the feedback was gathered. If the feedback came in through a customer support touchpoint, then it's probably most natural to manage this through the organization's resolution workflow tools and platforms, responding to the customer through their channel of choice. If the feedback comes in through a survey or through some source that is maybe more anonymous or aggregated, it might be more appropriate to have a generalized closed feedback loop process, like an email that goes out to survey participants or a general announcement of experience improvements through forums like customer newsletters. The key is to say something and not just remain silent. Silence, in this case, can be deafening. You'll know that you're hitting the mark when customers validate that the loop has been closed. This might not always end in resolution, but hopefully it will more often than not. And over time, you should see an improvement in loyalty scores like Net Promoter Score, and enhancement in business value drivers like lower churn rates, higher customer referral rates, things like that. Small steps can add up to a lot, and don't underestimate the power of closing the loop with your customers. Today's show was inspired by Sue Duras and Annette France's recent weekly CX Twitter chat. If you're on Twitter and haven't checked this out, I'd highly recommend that you do. The chat happens each Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, or 8 p.m. South African time. Just search for the hashtag CXChat and join the conversation. Thanks so much for listening today. If you're enjoying the show, please share the program with others who might be interested, or head on over to iTunes and rate the podcast. This helps others find the show. I'll be back in July with more podcast episodes. Be sure to tune in then or subscribe to the show for updates when new episodes go live. And if you're keen to do some more intensive online training in the field of customer experience, I'd encourage you to check out CX University. They offer a broad array of e-learning options that you can access anywhere and anytime. Their offering includes practice tests for the CCXP exam, and they're a Customer Experience Professionals Association accredited resource and training provider, meaning that the materials have been vetted and reviewed by the association for alignment with the 6 core competencies that are in the exam. And what's better is that all this is available on a flexible monthly subscription plan, meaning that you don't have to fork over hundreds of dollars to get started. As of the time of publishing this episode, plans including CX courses and practice exam questions start at just $75 per month. And listeners of the podcast can use the discount code PODCAST10 to get 10% off the first month subscription and help support the show. As mentioned at the start of the program, I'll be taking a little hiatus for the month of June, but I'll be back in July with more shows each Thursday. If you'd like to get in touch in the meantime, you can send me an email, tweet, or LinkedIn message. My handle is @JuliaAllfelt, and my full contact details are also listed on my website, julia-allfelt.com or decodingthecustomer.com.